Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and none of the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Joel.
And I'm Lena.
Now, what do we think is going to happen in Loki, the TV series for Disney Plus?
Disney Plus.
For Disney Plus.
Yes.
That's
so.
Huge thing to focus on.
Yeah. Big get by Disney.
Huge get by Disney.
The Loki TV series.
Going through the Norse mythology. Yeah, lucky God. Boys and girls at Big Mouse.
At Big Mouse.
Yeah, we call them Big Mouse.
Here at Disney, we call them Big Mouse.
Yeah. I actually have a third job. I work for Disney. That's why I speak very strongly towards Star Wars, Marvel, Mickey Mouse, Goofy.
Yep.
Love them all. The heavy hitters.
Yeah.
Hannah Montana.
Disney Channel. Yep. There you go.
That one that
all
sings
Big Mouse
Thank You
shows.
Next. What's her name? Ariana Grande.
Yep. Another Big Mouse.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you for coming on the show, Lena.
Thanks for having me. I'm freaking stoked.
So, Loki.
Yeah?
He's from the Thor movies.
Sure is.
Which is part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. He's also the main antagonist of the Avengers.
Yes.
And in the start of Infinity War.
Mm-hmm. When they go back through time.
No.
Damn.
First, start a bit earlier than that.
When they don't go back through time.
Correct.
Get stabbed in the neck.
He doesn't get stabbed in the neck, but he gets his neck broken. Thanos picks him up and snaps his neck. He tries to stab Thanos, yes, but instead gets picked up by his body, I think, because he's a regular-sized man.
He is a man. Well, he's a god.
But he's a regular-sized man god.
He's a wee little god, though.
That's what we call him.
Yes.
Here at Big Mouse.
At Big Mouse, we call him Wee Little God.
Loki, or as we like to call him, Wee Little God, gets picked up and has his neck snapped.
Yep.
Dead.
Oh, no, sad. Crying face.
Oh,
crying
yeah.
emoji. Yeah.
So
then in Endgame.
Yes. Time shit.
The Avengers travel back in time.
Leader's one sound review.
Time.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to do that? You're going to take, you got what? You're going to undo events? Come on.
Mm. Well, they undid events. They changed events.
Oh, stop it.
They created parallel universes.
I refuse.
Yeah. They fucked everything they could
they
possibly
were like, where's
have
that,
fucked.
Where's that time? Let me fuck.
I'm going to bend time over.
Yes,
Lena.
And
feed it a drink of water from a pool. Lap it up.
I
respect time.
Yeah, I'm going to bend time
She's
over.
She's loose today.
You're going to bend time over and make it drink from a pool.
Yeah.
Because we respect, here at Baseless Speculation, and the Big Mouse, we respect time.
Yeah, and hydration.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. 8 glasses of water a day, everyone.
Yep.
This is your reminder to stay hydrated.
Yeah, so,
is that actually
up.
The amount?
Yes.
Apparently.
Woof.
Yeah, all right.
I refuse. Yeah.
Also, apparently.
There's one word response to drinking 8 cups of water. Woof.
Also... Coffee apparently doesn't count, even though there is water in it. Yeah, it
There's
has
so
to be
much water in coffee.
It has to be water.
This is bullshit. Yeah.
Has to be water.
Water. Yeah, just plain water.
Nothing. That's
fucking
fine.
Scientists. Yeah. I'm going to find you, and I'm going to say thanks for the advice.
And we're going to bend them over
and make them drink from a pool. Of water.
Yeah. Fresh. Yeah. Not chlorinated, fresh.
I don't
fresh
think
water.
Drinking chlorinated
I think it's
water
bad.
Would count for the 8 glasses.
Yeah, it's got to be water.
Yeah, it's got to be water. No chlorine. You can't go down to your local pool and just suck in the water out of it.
No.
Probably that's bad,
probably
but
bad.
Worse of all, it doesn't count towards the 8.
No.
Anyway.
Yes.
Loki is... They travel back to the events of the first Avengers film in Endgame to undo some of the events and, you know, fuck time or feed it water from a pool. Loki, as a consequence, this is like 2012, but the boys from 2020 are there again.
Yeah.
And as a result of them changing things, Loki escapes the Tesseract. And that is where this TV show starts.
Yes.
So it is Loki from the past before he became sort of good.
Yeah. So it's still a bit of a shit Loki. Loki hasn't grown up a little bit and learned to love his brother, still stab his brother in the back, but hasn't learned to like love his brother and be like pally. So we've got none of that like character growth. We've got Loki still been a bit of a shit cunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gone through time, maybe.
The last thing that happened for Loki.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, this is the speculation part.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's heavily implied. I reckon you can upgrade that maybe to a there's definitely going to be some time travel.
A little bit of based speculation.
Yeah, I would say the only thing we can really guarantee based off what we saw was there's going to be some time fucking.
Time fucking.
They're not going to treat time with any respect.
No.
No pull feeding from Loki.
Yeah, not. Loki's just like, I'm fucking come over there.
Yeah, Loki's gonna come home. He's gonna come home to his partner, Time, and be like, murder.
Bloody, hey,
so sorry.
Hey, bloody Time, this is a bit of role play, so you are on board with this, of course, Time. And Time's like, yes.
So he's like, oh, I'm bloody gonna come home. Broden Kelly is there too.
Bloody come over here.
Loki. Okay, so Loki's role-playing is Broden Kelly. His partner is Time. Time is consenting. Everyone's sorry.
Everyone's sorry.
And then what do they do, Lena?
And then they're like, hey, guess what, Loki? You've got to go talk to Owen Wilson for a bit, who is looking 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Owen Wilson's going to treat you like a comrade and a friend, even though you're technically under their control. That was what I was getting from that. That very, like, good – Owen Wilson will be good and bad cop.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then Broden Kelly will come back. He'll be like, I'm bloody good and bad cop and I'm bloody
– good in bed cop?
Good in – yeah. And that's also his other job. I shouldn't be here. I've seen – the movies, but my memory is so bad because I always go, I'm only ever going to a blockbuster movie hungover, drink a Coke the size of my head.
Yeah.
And like, so most of the time I'm barely taking it in. Mm, I'll tell you what, Marvel keeps expecting me to remember so much stuff.
Yeah.
I'm flying blind here. Yeah,
that's fair. I was almost like, do you remember, which is not a great start to this sentence after what you just said, but do you remember, have you seen, I guess, Spider-Man Far From Home? And like one of the villains is from Iron Man, the first one or something.
Yeah.
And then there's a flashback in the film that shows him being yelled at by Stark. And I'm like, I don't know if that happened in Iron Man, but I'm glad you put it in there because I wouldn't have had a clue otherwise. Yeah, so I appreciate that little flashback.
They really are starting to just assume that we've been in, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's I feel like that they assumed that we'd been in a lot, and then recently there's been like a little bit of a, no, people don't remember, so we better remind them. Because the second trailer that we watched before recording this was actually the first trailer that was released. Yes. And that trailer started with just a scene from the movie.
Yes. Being like, remember this?
Remember
this?
Aye. Loki took the Tesseract.
Is this?
Which is very helpful for me.
Yeah. Mm. And then they're like, and we're like, well, what's the Tesseract? And they're like, it's time shit. And you're like, thank you, trailer.
Yes. I'm remembering thank you, trailer. This now. Thank you for showing me his cool Bane mask.
Yeah.
That's a different franchise.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's relevant.
You know what? It looked like a Bane mask.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for reminding me. That's pretty much all we got.
Yeah, that was the flashback.
Yeah.
It reminded you that it is the Loki from Endgame that escaped.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just didn't remind you of anything else because it's just new shit.
Yeah. Because all we know now is that this Loki, he got the Tesseract and he chuffed off.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Landed in a desert, maybe, or that was tricky editing.
That could have been tricky editing.
Mm. Yeah.
And then he's going to end up in like a business job.
Hopefully.
A desk job.
Yeah.
That's what it also looks like. It looks like it's going to become like a family sitcom. Dad goes to work 9 to 5. Oh, I'm sick of my cubicle. and mm-hmm. I work in insurance. That's really yep. the vibe of some of the imagery yeah. we were given.
And then he's like, I'm sick of my insurance job, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to run for president.
Okay.
And so he runs for president, yeah. and everyone's like, we're going to vote for you, and he gets further than he should.
Yeah.
And then all his like staff are like, oh, we need to turn on him.
Yeah.
And then they get some swords and point it at his neck.
Oh, yes. Okay. I was yeah. wondering where you're going with that. Yeah, yeah. yeah. And they're all going to make... Despite already being unsheathed,
yep.
the noise of them being unsheathed yes. is going to be made as they move, just yeah. from moving.
Yeah, that's the noise sound of the sound that knives make.
Okay.
Shing.
Shing.
Even just from one yeah. little movement.
Yeah, no. they're loud in
Sorry,
the
MCU. Sorry, guys. I guess I don't know swords as well as I thought I did.
yeah, yeah, I know.
I've never been in the kitchen and picked up like a knife or something and turned around and just gone, shing.
Yeah. No, I 100% yeah. have done all the things up until the shing.
Are you sure? Because like cutting chicken is a loud event in
shing,
my
shing,
house.
Shing, yeah. shing, 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 okay. shing, 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 shing.
Okay, and just to clarify, yeah. you guys are saying shing with your mouth, right? When you do it?
No, that's the sword.
Okay,
yeah, the knife.
Okay,
noise,
so it's definitely
maybe you got like knife blindness.
Maybe I yeah, it wouldn't be blindness, would it? Because it'd be
blindness for the ears.
Blindness of the ears, yeah. yeah. It would knife be blindness, blindness of the ears. Yes. Here at Big Mouse, we we care. That's actually their charity.
Yeah. We really care about those suffering from knife blindness from the ears.
Yeah. And also,
it leads to like 6 stabbings every week. Because people don't hear it.
People don't hear the knives coming. Yeah. God, that would prevent stabbings.
It would.
If you could hear the knives like you claim.
Yeah, well, you can. And that's why they have, and this is what Big Mouse, we really need the money for.
Yep. Thank you. Mm. Dial in on
1-800
on Zammit's
Big
phone
Mouse.
Number.
Oh, too far. Bite this rift steak off of my head. Get it. Loki. So Loki, he's now in time. He's working for the Timekeepers, which is something I think they're grabbing from the comic book series Exiles, which if anyone hasn't read Exiles, is kind of just being like people being grabbed from a certain different universe and then they got to fix time shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm wondering if we're going to see alternate reality versions of other Avengers or Marvel
like
characters.
That will happen if they can afford it.
Yeah.
Which they can. Big Mouse, all the money in the world.
Hey, at Big Mouse.
You know that in your reality, sure, Tony Stark looked like this. However, reality, Tony Stark
looked like Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, yeah.
Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, of course.
Who has a lot cheaper to acquire.
They can do whatever they want because they have the time thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the new trailer that just dropped gave us a bit more information, definitely showed us more of the vibe between Owen Wilson and Loki.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which, can I just say, fire.
Yeah.
Straight fire.
Tumblr's actually back based on that trailer alone.
Yeah. I am really looking forward to seeing the fanfic that's going to get written about that duo.
So just to kind of, I guess, to get everyone in the
Smooches, Joel.
Yes. I know. And everyone in the headspace. So we watched the trailer almost as like a bit of a family. It was us. Yes. It was like friends of the show, Adam Cannavale and Zoe B. And now, Lena, you weren't paying attention.
At all.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention, but you were paying attention. Now, what did Adam mutter under his breath?
He became a different person because he had a bag of mission chips in his hand. And he's doing that thing where he's like casually saying stuff as he's throwing chips in. And he just went, Owen Wilson's hot. And it hung in the air because no one listened or replied to him. So that was the only thing that was said. And then there was like 2 minutes of trailer left. And he's not wrong. He just chose a very odd time to kind of stumble. It's like he didn't say it confidently enough for us to believe him.
He was still half swallowing a chip, I think, the first time he's
like
tried.
Under his breath a bit. Yeah. It was kind of more like an affirmation.
Nearly
like
choked himself over his frothing of Owen Wilson. And honestly, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So there's going to be some baseless speculation on this. We think Owen Wilson will be hot.
Yep.
Yes. If I had to speculate based off the trailer, I would say Owen Wilson is going to be a Silverhead Fox.
Mm.
I would probably also speculate that there are going to be some other characters that are portrayed by extremely attractive people from Hollywood.
Yep.
That's just speculating though. Like I don't want to, make claims that I can't.
In the trailer, I believe we get what is meant to be Scarlett Johansson, like Black Widow's character sitting on a rock from far away. Now, do you think that is actually Scarlett Johansson or something else?
I think it's something else.
Yeah.
Although, I missed that entirely.
I also missed that.
Okay.
I was too busy focusing on the fact that Adam had been ignored.
I've seen the trailer a couple of times.
Was that Scarlett Johansson? I thought because it looked like someone in – it looked like the alien planet where she had a bit of a slip and fell off the edge.
Yeah.
It looked like that planet. Look, maybe I was like a – because I was – again, focusing too much on Lena laughing so much at Adam, and I also had two cats on my lap that were trying to bite my hand.
I'm so sorry.
That's fine. But I thought that was Black Widow in the trailer. Or someone maybe looked like Black Widow.
If this baseless speculation episode is completely off because no one can remember the trailer, I just want it to be known that it was all because of Adam eating chips. It's not my fault.
Basically, I reckon Adam will probably go on to eat more chips after this day.
Yes,
he does like them. Yes. And I reckon I don't think he's going to stick with the mission
bold
kind of thing.
Bold claim.
Yeah, I think he's going to go maybe get some like Doritos. Yep. I reckon.
Okay.
He might even go out and get a bag of CC's.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Wow, things are really heated. Yeah. Everyone sit down.
All right.
We'll calm down.
So we're getting a lot of reference. This seems very similar to like the WandaVision trailer where everyone's getting very excited because it seems very comic book reference heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone in the audience got very excited for that. Also, the same people that got very excited for WandaVision needs to relax because they've seen WandaVision now and know that the MCU and comic books difference.
100%.
Mm. They might reference things, but please, everyone on the internet.
No, I think the internet should be just as annoying about everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Because everyone enjoys it.
Oh, yeah. So I'm trying to think, like, in Exiles, the comic book, so when the timekeepers are there and they're like, get a ragtag group of people, and they're like, hey, you need to go to different universes to fix them up. And it's kind of like Sliders, but for superheroes. And it's a lot of fun. And that, I think, ended up being revealed that it was these, like, giant cockroach men, like, alien things, that they were behind the timekeepers. They were like, they presented themselves as, like, looking like normal human beings, but really they were these little gross cockroach alien-looking things. Do we think that's going to be in the series? That it's going to be revealed that Owen Wilson isn't actually as hot as Owen Wilson is because he is a gross cockroach man?
That feels like a Men in Black reveal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like it. I hope it does happen.
Yeah. Okay. As long as they have the cutting quip sense of humor that was portrayed by most of the characters in the series, specifically all of them. God.
To Marvel's credit, because like we watched the Falcon and Winter Soldier, we're currently watching.
Yeah.
Their trailers for that were so quip heavy, but the actual series, not as many quips I thought there was going to be.
You would hope not.
Yeah. I mean, like there's still a few episodes left.
Yeah,
they might just ram those quips
in the last few episodes. Yeah. Literally every second line is a quip, and like I'm going to punch them all.
Look, it wouldn't shock me.
There's
three episodes we've had, and they're we're serious. We're setting it up. There's some quips here and there, but not as many as you might think.
Yeah, well,
and so it's setting up for me a very serious kind of spy thriller kind of espionage bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last three episodes, just a complete farce, quip city. Hopefully some Benny Hill would be nice in that.
I hope someone does a tight five.
I really do.
Yeah, it's just a solid stand-up set in the middle, improv, team out, and then everyone just chills, and everyone's like, whatever. It's just like, whatever. And then Broden Kelly, no. I gotta stop. I have to stop.
Yes, but I do reckon that Baron Zemo is probably the contender to do that type five because he's had a lot of tragedy in his life. Like his whole city, country got lifted into the air and then dropped again.
The ground.
And
so I think enough time. All comedians are traumatized.
Yeah, 100%. Yes,
yeah, that's true.
Yes,
it's correct.
Yes,
it's very, very true and correct.
What is more traumatic for people in the Marvel Universe and seeing your whole country lift up and then just drop? He used to be a Baron, Dusha.
But also, arguably, in the Marvel universe, that's quite a shared collective trauma because it seems to happen to a lot of civilians almost every single movie.
I'd fear robots a lot.
That's huge. Mm. Maybe the Loki TV series, and this is some base speculation that I'm taking from everyone's input here, which is maybe comedy will be revealed to be dead in Loki. Everyone's had such traumatic experience, shared traumatic experiences that are
actually no jokes to be made.
Yeah. There's no comedy plus tragedy equals time because the entire world had the same tragedies constantly.
Yes. Yeah. And it seems kind of unrelenting in its tragedies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't really seem like there's a break. It's like
everyone disappeared for five years.
You know when your whole country gets lifted up in the air and then someone screams out, "I lost my wife and two of my kids three years ago.
You're like, it's not that bad. Compared to what
my country was airborne.
Like a lot of people died. So
They just disappeared into ash.
Yeah.
And then they came back.
Also, now I'm questioning my faith because I know that aliens exist and there is nothing in the Christian Bible about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, that might suck, dude, but everyone gets exploded all the time now.
I guess.
That's a great comeback to a heckler. Dude, I get it, but everyone gets exploded now.
It's just life. You have to
listen to about my explosions. Let me know if you're doing a show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and I'll come and listen to your explosions.
My hour of explosions, okay?
Yeah. Oh, how shit would you feel if you're like, yeah, my dad died of cancer. This is my show about that and coming to terms with that. I'm like, yeah, well, my family just got disappeared. Oh, you got to say goodbye on a hospital bed. Oh, fucking lucky you, cunt.
I was holding
my wife's hand.
And then I just only her hand was left.
And then you get what? That also disappeared.
Yeah.
You know, and the clothes and the ring she was wearing. That was my mother's ring. Off it went. Where? I don't know.
Just all the comedy sets just turned into just everyone standing up and screaming at each other.
You think you have a bad.
Well, actually, what happened to me was just as bad, okay? And I'm standing there, and then there's just like this big flash, and then just like my house is gone.
Yeah.
And the Golden Gate Bridge has collapsed.
Yeah. You think, fuck, I was on a plane and the pilot went, I had to take control. I have to say the whole half a plane.
I'm a hero.
I'm a hero.
I have the weight of a hero's conscience.
He's just yelling about how he did something good. I saved lives, man.
I saved lives.
You think that's bad? You think that's bad? I actually kept people alive on this hellscape.
Yeah, how do you think I feel? No one stopped to think about me, the hero,
the good guy
of that plane.
Yeah. Everyone said thank you to me.
Everyone was like not knowing what was going on because there was a lot of dust in the air and crying.
Yeah.
But I assume at the end when I landed it, a lot of thanks.
Yeah.
No one's thinking about me. Anyway, come to my show, me the hero. Four nights only at Trades Hall.
Oh, good luck getting Trades Hall. That's for the up and coming yellers.
So that will be an exciting glimpse into the future of comedy. Hopefully that does appear in Loki.
Yes, I hope they go that specific.
This is what the stand-ups are doing.
Yeah. Well, because in the trailer they do the Back to the Future 2 trick, which is to show how fucked the timeline is now. They have an image of it, which is, in this situation, a straight line with, points and then just,
branching
spikes.
Yeah,
it looks exactly, and this is a reference I'm sure you guys will relate to, it looks exactly like the scientific diagram you see in an ad about split ends, Pantene Pro-V.
Yeah.
But then the Pantene goes on it and smooths it back out. So actually, I'm assuming in this movie that the answer's going to be actually they interview Loki about what the fuck, and he'll just be like, flip his hair, and they'll be like, fuck, it's Pantene. That's the solution.
So he's just got to Pantene timelines.
Yeah, he's just got to pour some Pantene on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Easy fix.
Easy fix.
Really actually very bad for your hair.
Oh, yeah. Heaps.
Really bad.
Heaps bad. Yep. No good.
No good.
Don't use it.
Probably not good for time either.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Yeah. I know it's trying time like, out.
Yeah.
Okay, so this worm needs to like eat half of New York. So go in. He's like, don't worry, I got it. He gets his shopping bag full of Pantene.
Yeah. It is on sale at Chemist Warehouse because no one buys it anymore.
Yeah.
There was a brief time in like the early 2000s where everyone thought it was good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then
I used it in about 2000s.
Yeah, yeah, everyone had a really big revelation that they were somehow greasy in spots they didn't know they could be greasy and dry in spots at the same time.
Yeah. So it's So hopefully Loki learns this before he starts using it and squirting a giant worm.
But if it happens, I hope that the part of time that gets dry is maybe that's how Prohibition happened.
That is a great point. Yeah. That was a point in time where they got dry in places they didn't know they could get dry. The Prohibition.
The Prohibition era. Yeah. That's actually just the result of some Pantene.
Yeah, applied to the timeline by Loki.
Loki. So, Loki, he's going now. So I'm guessing that the timekeepers are being like, right, time's fucked. You got to go fix it.
Yeah, you've traveled through time now.
So you're part of it. Do you think this – I'm jumping so ahead. Do you think it might end with them like, okay, so you fixed timeline enough and now the thing that really needs to get fixed is, well, you shouldn't be here, so we're going to have to erase you from the timeline.
I think that they will dabble with that and – bail at the last moment.
Yes. Okay.
Do you think maybe then he'll go back in a certain timeline where he gets his neck snapped and do something where he doesn't get his neck snapped? So they'll have two Lokis fucking around.
Yeah, that's true. Or alternatively, it'll end with him like about to step back into the portal or something and then he'll do something else and then disappear again.
Oh, how's this for something?
Yeah, right. I'm ready for this something.
So here's something. So it all kind of, you know, all sort of like
I don't know if I'm ready for this something.
Brace yourself.
Okay. You're sitting out. Thank you for sitting out again.
Thank you. I was halfway out the door.
So last episode, it's all sort of coming to this where he's like, you know, fixing timelines left, right, and center. He's like, yeah, fix that one. I'm great. And now one thing he's got to fix is to do with the, like, half of Asgard dying in that Thanos attack or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So when he goes in there and he's like realizing he's like, oh, fuck, I have to, you know, sacrifice my people. This kind of sucks again because I've got to be here. Mm-hmm. I've got to be instrumental in them doing this and this fucking sucks. I hate this. Something happens, whatever goes on. And then he, like the bad Loki, kind of takes the place of the good Loki from like the future. Mm-hmm. And so what we end up seeing is bad Loki getting his neck snapped and was kind of saving his future self.
Time fuckery.
Yeah, so getting him out of the timeline and kind of saving Loki, who has learned a lot.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot that could happen there.
Or tragedy. It's that it is Loki who's learned a lot.
Yeah, and it's a Loki that never experienced all this stuff that is now alive.
Yeah, but it's a Loki that experienced, you know, Thor 2.
Yeah, that's true. And then Thor 3.
Yeah.
Oh, this is complicated.
Yeah. although we definitely know that, like, there is at some point two Lokis because Loki, when he does the D.B. Cooper thing, when Big Mouse have decided, hey, what if Loki recreated a real-life hijacking of a plane?
Mm. A real-life hijacking mystery.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the D.B. Cooper mystery, a guy stopped, like, hijacked a plane, said he's got a bomb in his briefcase, and then asked for a certain amount of money, then jumped off the plane with no parachute.
Okay.
I thought he jumped.
Oh, no, took a parachute. Took a parachute.
Jumped
didn't
off.
Didn't open.
And, no one's seen or heard from again. So I think maybe you're right.
Dead,
one's found the money either.
Yes.
So
yes.
You're dead. Yep. Or Loki'd, but dead.
Mm.
But Loki, when he does it, he says, Heimdall, I hope you're watching. And then he gets rainbow bridged. So that means that he's going to Asgard.
So Heimdall knows all about all this shit.
Yeah, but Heimdall's dead in... Yes. This is all happening.
You guys are using so many words that I can't...
So Heimdall is played and underutilized Idris Elba in the Thor films.
Yeah.
Got you.
He can teleport people from because he's all seeing.
Okay.
So he knows what's going on.
Right.
And I think I'm guessing good at keeping secrets.
You'd have to be.
Yeah.
All seeing, never telling.
Yeah, or just like too tired to explain stuff.
Just like,
yeah, to be
I've
honest.
Seen
yeah,
so
like
much
so
shit.
Much to oh tell you, God. But it's like, oh, God. You know, it's like when you have like a really big story that you've already told like a few people and then another person comes in, you're like, what's this? And you're like.
Look, just a thing happened. It was
yeah, exactly.
Later,
I just don't have the energy right now. Yeah, that's why he's not telling everybody everything all the time.
That makes sense. What else have we seen in this trailer?
Well, there is actually like a lot of like Loki in just different spots. So I guess this is going to be a series that literally is just what it says on the box, which is
Loki.
Loki.
Mm.
But then also on the back of the box, which presumably says Loki has episodic time adventures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's an overarching story. The
DVD.
The DVD
box set of Loki.
Loki, the complete series.
I see. I didn't Available know they made DVDs on anymore. Disney Plus. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Big Mouse just does Hot Stream.
Yes.
Yeah, Hot Stream.
I just put my finger in my nose.
Yeah, that's cool. There's a word for that.
Yeah, it was just, but it was a completely involuntary. Anyway, here we are.
Just missed your face completely.
I went for an itch and, I found a rock.
Yeah, so it's looking a lot like that. It's literally just gonna be like, right, Loki, we need you to go here, do this thing, and fix time.
See, I think that's how it's gonna set up, but I don't think it's gonna how. I think that's gonna be like episode maybe one and half of two, and I think that's good. Like, it'll get us into a lull in a false sense of security of like, okay, it's episodic. I get it. It's a There's a time shit. He introduces us. Time is all kinds of fuck. There's asteroids falling from the sky. New York City once again is rubble. Fuck, we got to fix that.
Yeah,
and then that's gonna be like, okay, I get it. We got the setup. He fixes it. It all resorts and then somewhere else and rinse and repeat. And I think we think we might get a montage where he does that a lot.
I reckon we're going to get I reckon it's all going to be told from like him sitting down and telling the story. I reckon it's going to be a lot of flashbacks.
So that's like the narrative device?
Yeah.
The framing device?
That would be a huge thing because that would immediately not confuse everyone, but everyone like, whoa, where is this set? Like what's going on?
Kind of like
what Better Call Saul did.
Yeah. So, basically like an interview almost. With
Yeah, well, like, because what the heck was that scene? Where they put him in that room with the cat.
Everything you've ever said, sign here.
Yeah.
That's true. What if that is the very first scene?
What if we're getting,
Fuck, that's huge.
Yeah.
Well, because again, there's like that big stack of things. So he's like, hey, you know, this is, I need you to sign everything of whatever, you know, whatever you said.
Yeah.
And maybe that is kind of just to do with like, I need you to kind of like sign off the fact that you've been working for us for this many years.
Mm.
And like, this is everything that you've done on mission for us, the timekeepers.
Yes. Mm. That's my
hot prediction.
Hot prediction. And if I get it right, you guys have to give me $300 each every month for the rest of your lives.
Yeah, that's.
So you want a job?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
$300 a month, but each. So I guess
$600.
Yeah, so that's $300.
It's actually quite cheap.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But only if you're right.
Yeah. And if I'm not, I'm gonna walk up to that big mouse and I'm gonna fucking.
You're gonna bend him over.
Bend him over.
Feed him.
Feed him some glasses of water. And that counts towards. I guess you're welcome. Can I have a job?
Now that you're hydrated and thinking clearly, can I have a job?
Could really go with some of that big mouse money. You seem you got a lot.
Yeah.
And we here have nothing.
$600 a month.
Come on. Just a crumb. Just a crumb, please. A crumb of mouse money.
You would find that in your nose when you accidentally put your finger in there.
Yeah.
Big mouse.
Come on.
Help us out.
Yeah. So framing device is interesting and also would immediately, like, because if it's just told in a narrative way, you're not really thinking about the end. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that if you immediately start a series with having Loki talking to or signing off on everything he's ever said or an interview being like, let me tell you about the story about how time was fucked. And
it's just so TV, you know?
Yeah, it is very TV.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it'll do that because you kind of almost want, is Loki going to die? Is Loki going to do something kind of
weird? I don't know if people give a shit about if Loki's going to die anymore because how many fucking times is this cunt going to die?
Mm. Yeah,
he dies at the end of Thor 1. Then it turns out he didn't die. He gets arrested at the end of Avengers, but he gets the implication of like, they'll probably kill him now.
Yeah.
Thor 2, he fakes his own death.
What? Okay. Yeah, he's died a lot.
That's with the time thing. Like, who's to say he doesn't just get
out? Oh, yeah. He died again. He actually died for a bit.
What if there's that scene again where it's like Loki sitting down, he's like, where am I kind of stuff? What am I doing? It's all the things you ever said. And he's like looking through it. And then that kind of is like the flashback as we're reading, like, he's looking at the pages. He might be muttering it to himself. Mm. And then it goes to him in the past, muttering it then. Then. as the series progresses, it's kind of revealed that this Loki is actually the Loki. So what I said was happens where the Loki that did time shit pushes him out the way and he dies and whatever. So he's like reading like an alternate version of Loki doing all this shit. And he's like, what did I do? I didn't do any of this.
Oh. Whoa.
So it's like, we think what's going on. And then it's like, ah, twist.
What? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, what?
No, I followed you until I didn't.
Yeah, yeah. The fuck you say?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
the fuck?
Joel. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Wish I could help you.
Did I've you been write listening. That down, man?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two Loki's theories.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we're introduced to like the 2020 version, and he's like reading through, and then he
it's
kind
like,
of
what do you mean?
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm vibing.
Are you saying that maybe this takes place in the MCU heaven?
Yeah. MCU timekeepers.
Yeah.
Which is basically like MCU heaven.
Yeah. He didn't have a floppy neck, though, and he did have his neck broken, which makes you think it's not the one that we saw.
Well, no.
Don't call it a floppy neck.
He doesn't have floppy. No, because, again, like, he gets.
No bones in it.
That's the worst. That made my neck feel weird.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't have a floppy neck because past Loki got his neck floppied.
Oh my
future
God.
Loki didn't.
Stop saying
future
floppy.
Loki.
Yeah.
So
we've got two Lokis.
Okay, 20, maybe I'm with Lena when she said, what?
2020 and 2021 Loki, right?
Yeah.
And we're introduced at the start and we're thinking this is 2012 Loki as opposed to it actually being in reality 2020 Loki. And so when it's revealed, like, here are all things ever said.
Right, okay.
So 2020 is reading this through and being like, that, what is
You're
this?
You're tying it back into the ending that you predicted
before.
Yeah.
He's really doubling down on the thing he said.
Yes. Not giving enough energy into the Pantene theory that you said.
As much as I love the idea
rejecting the Pantene theory.
Not just that, but also as much as I love the tight five comedy.
Comedy's evolved into one person standing on stage with a microphone. Everyone yelling about their trauma.
About their trauma or that one time that guy was a hero.
A group of people yelling in the room theory.
As much as I love that theory, I don't know if that'll happen. Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I really wish that was the one. It'd be like Parks and Rec. I haven't watched it in a while and I keep thinking about it, but it'd be like one of the town meetings where we're yelling.
So how do we think he's going to run for president? And do you think he's going to, again, trying his manipulation as we is seeing in the trailer where he's like, you can't manipulate me, I manipulate you. So I'm guessing so Loki is going to be doing all kinds of bullshit to kind of put himself in a position of power where he is now running for president?
I think what may happen is that Loki's going to get dropped off in various things and then we'll follow Owen Wilson for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll go to check back on Loki and then he's doing that parade thing where he's running for president and Owen Wilson's character will be like, I told you to fix this thing. You can't be trusted. I knew it. Okay. And he's like, what do you mean? And then they'll turn in the swing.
Yep.
Swing.
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 Wayne's World.
It really annoyed me to hear that. That sound effect. It just
it's not good.
Was so stupid.
Yes.
And put in I like swing.
Mm.
Mm. I want you.
Yeah. For a second, I thought you were upset at my sound effect, but no, you didn't like in the trailer when they went swing, not me saying swing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fear in both your eyes. I was about you. You look like you thought I was about to say I don't like the swing from Wayne's World. You were both like, "But who is this person?"
Everything I know about you, Lena, means that you would love the swing. From Wayne's
I don't understand her anymore. It's swing. 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 It's really funny. Swing is funny.
Swing is funny.
Like, there's no denying it.
You think we're going to get a swing in Loki?
Would kill for a swing in Loki. That isn't nice.
So what about they crash? One of the things Loki has to fix is Wayne getting a deal, like a TV deal from Rob Lowe's
Wayne's
character.
World.
Yes.
So he crashes, and he has to kind of talk to Rob Lowe to be like, I know, but there's this cable access TV show, Wayne's World, that we need to fund. And it leads directly into Wayne's World. One or two, I forget.
So if Loki undoes like a bunch of shit, if this is a story of undoing, does this mean the reality doesn't have Wayne's World? I'm scared. I'm confused about where what's happening.
Okay, so Joel has slightly I can fill the gap here. Misremembered the inciting incident for Wayne's World, which results in Rob Lowe's character buying Wayne's World for
him.
Because Rob Lowe sees them on late night cable when he's in bed with a person.
That's right. And
he's
so
like,
sorry.
Who are these imbeciles?
The biggest problem was that I, for some reason, was mixing up Rob Lowe and Rob Schneider, and I was trying to place Rob Schneider the whole time. I'm like, when was Rob Schneider in Wayne's World? And so I wasn't listening most of it.
That's all right.
Because I was trying to remember where. And I was like, he must have been, because he seems friends with all of those people. But no, I think he's friends with the Sandler.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yes?
Yeah. So we think that Loki will have to go back in time. And so Wayne's World has three endings.
Yep.
Has the bad ending.
Yep.
The good ending and the Scooby-Doo ending.
Sure does.
But they never, But they never reveal, like,
which ending is the true ending.
Yeah. So maybe the bad ending was originally the true ending, but then Loki.
So do you think, as opposed to kind of, I guess, because I don't know if Mike Myers can play, say,
Wayne,
or again, because I think he's getting on in the.
Let me tell you.
You seen that facial recognition technology they got going at the
point.
Moment?
I got a second question. You seen the Super Bowl ad from this year?
Oh boy.
Uber Eats, baby. Okay. Wayne's World's back, and they here to sell Uber Eats. This is not a joke or a riff.
How about?
This is knowledge from my brain.
Okay, how about this then? What if we, at the end, we get Loki being like, in talking to like whoever he's interviewing, being like, yeah, that, and then this happened, and he's like, really, like, well, that was the bad ending. Let me tell you about the good ending.
Whoa.
And he goes,
yeah.
And we do the same thing.
Yeah.
And then we get the Scooby Doo ending as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Where,
who do you think the main antagonist is? I think Doctor Doom.
You think Doctor Doom is going to be the main villain? You shrugged as if you're like, no, I just threw that out there.
I think MF Doom.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
That wasn't disrespectful.
No, it wasn't. It was us paying respect. You reminding us that an artist has passed, and us.
Just to anyone listening, they both pulled out guns when I said that.
And we said R.A.P. whilst pointing guns.
And the gun said that was disrespectful. They did not.
Thank you for clarifying. Thank you for taking a seat again and clarifying. So I think maybe Doom. I saw the person have a hood over them, and then being like, "Who is this kind of?"
What if the main antagonist is Loki, and they actually just have to come to terms with themselves?
Yeah. What if it's a sneaky third Loki?
the third Loki theory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
An antagonist is a weird one because it seems like that every event is going to have an antagonist. Like, so if it's the episodic jumping through time thing, it'll be like, hey, you have to do this thing, and the antagonist will be the person that's doing the thing that you have to stop.
Mm. Yeah.
So the pilot in the DB Cooper situation.
I really do think it'll be like a different thing in time that they fucked up every episode. Yeah.
So basically
like
a monster of the week kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Could be a huge reveal, though, that Loki from the past ends up being a villain in one of the episodes.
Has
to go back in time and fix a thing, and then it turns out that thing that he's fixing was caused directly by him.
Potentially.
Wow, that's too was deep, man.
Yeah, that was very deep of me and Big Mouse.
As Lena has said, Loki is the main villain. Maybe it kind of leads up to Loki actually being the main antagonist of the series, that he's kind of the one who's, you know, fucked up the timeline, that his past self has to kind of go and fix, as it were. And maybe we get kind of like, I want to say like season, was it 2 or 3 of like Doctor Who, where like the bad wolf was appearing everywhere in the background, that kind of stuff.
Season two. Maybe even it wasn't season one. No. Maybe it was season one.
Guys, put money on it. which one? Is it going on 2 or 1?
I'm gonna go 2.
I'm going to go season 1 because I think Bad Wolf ends up being Rose, and that's when she sucks in the TARDIS or whatever, and then that's what causes the Ninth Doctor to regenerate.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not going to solve it.
Not at all.
I just wanted to make you bet.
There's an episode called Bad Wolf in whatever season it happens in, so I can find this out right now. Bad Wolf, Doctor.
So while he's looking at that, so what about, so it's like...
Season 1.
Oh, there you go. I lost, damn. Boom. Now I've got to pay you $300 a month.
Joke's on you guys. I already stole the money.
Oh, no!
Yeah. It's in my pocket.
Got the fastest hands in podcasting.
Yeah. Lena Fast Fingers. That's what they call me.
Great nickname.
That's what they call me.
Great nickname. Better reputation.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So I reckon what happened is... Yeah, it'll be future Loki has been like, you know, he's leads to be like the main antagonist of the timekeepers. And really it's kind of like they're getting Loki of the past to kind of fix the problems that Loki of the future has done.
Yeah.
And he's going to give like himself little clues from the future. And then like if you wait, maybe watch this a second time, you'd be like, there it is. Bad Loki. Bad wolf. Loki fathered a wolf. Fenris. We're going to get Fenris.
Whoa, Fenris confirmed.
Fenris confirmed. Do you reckon he's going to have some monster children in this?
No, I don't think that...
How much into mythology are we going to lean into?
I don't think that Marvel is brave enough to make Loki turn into a horse and then fuck a horse and then give birth to a horse.
Eight-legged
child.
Horse.
They ain't brave like the people who like freaking... Iliad, you know, writers, you know, they were brave, man.
Yes.
So brave. They were not scared to have Zeus become a goose and
fucks a woman? Yep, I think.
You know, like the laziest time of like when Zeus does this a lot.
So, fuck someone's wife.
Yeah.
It's such a funny way to describe that. Not like fuck a woman, but fuck someone's wife.
Look, Zeus has done some crazy shit. Yeah. A goose, he's like, I'll try and fuck someone as a goose, he did it. He's like, I'll be a golden shower, did that. Was like, maybe I'll become a giant eagle.
Where is the golden shower?
He becomes a golden shower. And he fucks someone. And he's like, maybe I'm going to be a big eagle and fuck this boy. And he does. But then there's one point where he's like, what if I just pretend I'm that lady's husband? I did it. She thought she was sleeping with her husband, and it was me.
Zeus is, it's insane to me how much, like, he's like the god of the gods, and he's like held it as, it's always like, dude, bad at consent. Like, dude, real shady.
Very shady.
Wow, it's a beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful metaphor for capitalism and the world we live in today, isn't it? Like,
yes.
Wake up. Sorry.
So, however,
everyone's just been Lena pilled.
If we look at Thor, the first Thor, you will see Odin is actually riding an 8-legged horse, Sepulnir, I think his name is, which is Loki's child.
Jesus.
Do you think we're going to get a flashback of Loki as a horse getting railed by a horse? Yes.
He rides someone's child.
Yes. So Loki gives birth. So Loki to try and Asgard is getting
being
built.
Like, hey, congrats on the kid.
Guess what?
Can I have it?
Yeah. Can I have a turn?
Can I have it? So Asgard is being built, and then there's like this giant that's like, hey, I'll build your walls, and if you do, I get to marry one of your goddesses. And they're like, oh, yeah, and he's going to do it, and he's coming quick. And then he's like, all the gods like, fuck, we fucked up hard. And Loki's like, don't worry, I got this. I'm going to pretend to be a sexy mare, as you do, and tease the guys like, amazing horse. Yeah. And let's
is
see what happens.
Still Marvel?
No.
Okay.
And so then he's like, okay, I got this. So he gets all like a sexy mare, and he prances down next to the stallion. He's like, oi, you want to chase me down these mountains? And then the horse is like, oh yes.
I'm always asking people, hey, do you want to chase me down these mountains?
And so the horse is like, I will chase you. And so Loki prances down the mountains, and then he's like, I think I fucked this. Oh no. And then he goes to a cave. He's like, oh, there's no exit. Uh-oh. And then the horse is like, well, I've got you. And then Loki commits to the bit and gets ringed by that that horse, and then gets pregnant, and then has a child, an eight-legged horse.
Oh my! You guys have to.
And then my jaw
is on. I'm.
And then Odin's like, oh, this is my beautiful baby grandchild, maybe. And he's like, well, I guess it's my horse. I'm going to ride in the battle. It's a bloody good horse.
Yeah, I'm going to put stirrups
on baby, on your baby, and I'm going to ride that. And
that's
and then
good.
Yeah.
But this does tie into Marvel now. So that story fucked and crazy. But that eight-legged horse appears in Thor 1, like the movie. Yeah. So
just
maybe
saying.
Before what? The events of the film, Loki did fuck a horse.
Does that mean to imply that, okay, God
and
almighty,
I'm pretty yes.
that the Greek mythologies aren't like myths in that universe? They
yes. happened. Yeah, and yeah, including yeah, yeah. that, it means that, yes,
yeah,
Loki got fucked by
yeah.
a horse.
And I'm pretty sure, is there a reference to the Midgard serpent?
I don't know.
Fuck, yeah. I hope we get to see it. Yeah. I honestly hope we get to see it. I really do. I just want to see the scene of like a baby eight-legged horse just like getting out and then just being straight up putting the reins on its head.
Coming up to Odin and being like, granddad.
I'm going to ride you so fucking hard.
Oh my God, you got eight fucking legs? That's crazy.
That's
you
crazy.
Reckon you're so fast.
Yeah, you're going to carry me.
You're going to carry me a god.
Imagine, okay, so episode two or three of the Loki TV series starts, and like, right, Loki, we got a job for you. This man built this thing too quick, and the gods are upset, so we need you to go distract that horse.
I have an idea. And then it just goes like the theme music happens. Everything is just like Loki comes in, like the wording, and then just kind of close up of Loki's eyes as it just kind of like dilates a bit, and he's like. So what are we saving today? Yep. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I'm in.
Maybe we'll get a scene similar to, like, say, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, where they're talking to the therapist, but it is just Loki having therapy.
Yeah, well, probably smart after giving birth to an eight-legged horse.
Yeah. It's got a tear.
That'll do.
A lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Literally.
Eight legs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's just yes.
I wouldn't be shocked if Owen Wilson turns out to be a villain.
Okay.
I would not be super shocked at all. In fact, I'm calling it here. Heel turn, Owen Wilson, time agency, actually cunts.
Yeah. Well, do you think they'll any?
Yeah. See, Lena's on my side. Yeah,
any kind of like regime, right? Like,
yeah, that's true.
Like always, it's like, ugh. Ugh. They like control. There'll be some, and there'll be some like deeply philosophical, like, explanation of it. It's just like, you know, like the trolley dilemma, or you know, like we have to kill one to save many, and like, and also we like money. I don't know. That's my guess. and then they just like open their shirts, and their jackets are just lined with dollar bills, not more than $1 bill, so maybe like $40.
They're very cheap time agency. Yeah, exactly. We will fuck up your time for
good
$20.
Good $20 to $47, depending on your size.
Okay.
But yeah, because I think that they'll end up being like, at first it'll seem like they're fixing time for good, but then it'll seem like they're actually trying to undo events in time that were significant but good potentially.
Okay.
So, and then I reckon there will definitely be one episode that ties in directly into one of the films.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as in, maybe the Black Widow one. The Black Widow one kind of makes sense, being like, because they went back in time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Black Widow was never meant to swan dive off that cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Was, I guess, if time's always meant to be moving forward and not sideways or backwards, then it was meant to be Gamora. So maybe Loki's thing will be to save Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was gonna say, any big things in this particular series that might affect the MCU, the wider MCU? Because I think, yeah, this is maybe how we get Scarlett Johansson back.
Fuck, as that would Black be Widow. So funny if it ends up being like, yeah, she's back, but it's like her, but only from like a year ago. Because, like, time hasn't moved that much.
Yeah.
So it's not even like Loki. Because Loki from 2012, that's almost 10 years ago. Not quite. Still makes pretty much no difference. But Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow would have had... It's exactly the same. There's no time. Mm. Her character has grown the exact amount she has because that's literally the moment she dies. So, like, she never left at all.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's
really messing with my head.
Yeah. Time travel
time,
stuff.
Man. This,
yeah. Oof. Just need to just get some, you know, repairing shampoo on them, honestly.
Yeah. I was like, is there any other kind of big events that you think they're going to undo completely? Do you reckon there may be some, like, missteps by the Marvel, like the MCU, that where they're like, this is our way of fixing that? Do you think the Big Mouse regrets any of their decisions that they've had, like, maybe when they weren't as quite as big? That they're like, this is maybe how we fix problems.
Maybe it'll end with Loki killing Tony Stark after the events of the first Iron Man, so Iron Man 2 never happens.
Okay.
Ooh. A movie I hate. Loki turns to the screen and says, that's for you, Joel Dusha. Yeah. Fuck Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
And then the credits roll. Uh-huh. That's my theory. No, I can't think of if there's any like big events where they're like, oh, we probably shouldn't have done
like
that.
Everyone's been pretty chill about all of them. It's always been like, I've never had anyone, like, no one went third Star Wars about most of them. Have there been any Marvel movies where people are just like,
wow, they fucked that one?
Yeah.
Not really. Yeah.
I think the closest maybe would be like, Age of Ultron, people were kind of like lukewarm to that. Iron Man 3 is divisive. I think it's one of the better Marvel films.
How about Ant-Man?
I don't think anyone has anything bad to say about Ant-Man.
They just have nothing to say about Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd's handsome.
He's handsome.
He is handsome.
And he's very handsome.
I think he's
But
actually...
also like legs shorter than arms.
Huh. I don't know if I agree with that, but that is a very funny thing for me to think about.
There's something going on.
You think so, Paul? Okay, well, that's something. That's a speculation. Okay, Paul legs.
Paul legs. Rudd's shorter than arms.
I guess he should be called Paul Arms,
Paul
really.
Paul Legs. You guys know that movie Ant thing with Paul Legs?
Yeah. Oh, Paul Legs.
Yeah, people were pretty fine with Paul Legs' Ant thing.
They were like, we feel nothing about Paul Legs in Ant. Yeah.
Do you reckon there's any villains they killed off that they regret killing off?
Killmonger
is the only one, I reckon, but also they cannot bring Killmonger back in this series.
I think, probably Killmonger, but again, he died off screen, so you could kind of do something if they wanted to. Maybe Ronan the Accuser, but that's like really... I just like Lee Pace.
Also, they've already brought him back once because he was in Captain Marvel, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was too. Mm. So they could kind of bring him back for like any kind of Captain Marvel stuff. Mm. But yeah, I don't think they do have a problem of like killing off their villains, I think. But yeah, this is why I think, this might be, I think like who would be revealed, like who's been off the scene long enough that they're like, oh shit, it's actually them behind it all. Like, could this be, say, what if Red Skull has like given up his control or got fired from guarding the Soul Stone and like he's behind all this like time bullshit.
Don't know.
But would that even be fulfilling? No.
Do you think that they'll do something like unhero anyone?
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Like, yeah, because some of the heroes were made in labs.
Oh yeah,
right? Isn't there like
so Captain America unserum him?
Yeah,
Captain America. The twins are also made in a lab. You've got Hulk's made in a lab.
Mm.
You've got Black Widow also. I think is going to end up being made in a lab.
That's true. Ant-Man, his suit made in a lab.
Yeah. In fact, when I asked, were any of them made in a lab, what I should have asked was, were any of them not made in a lab?
Hawkeye, he's just a regular man
with a bow and arrow.
I mean, some of them aren't made in a lab, but they're things made in a lab, but they'd still probably be the same without that lab.
It's all pretty lab-based.
It's very lab.
Like, Iron Man's pretty much...
He's a lab dude.
Do you reckon that's how they, like, when they're, like, really ready, when big... Big Mouse is like, no more superheroes. Not making them. That was my. That's like a really serious board meeting.
Yeah.
But do you reckon that's how they end every, when they're putting it all to bed, they just go, okay, well, let's go back to that timeline and just like bomb all the labs and unhero all of them, and heroes never existed.
That's huge. Mm. Bomb the labs, bomb heroes the labs. Never existed.
Mm. Yeah, that would have implications for the movies we've seen.
Yes, I would say so. But also, like, there aren't a lot of, like, now I'm thinking about it. We got a lot of lab made heroes. Mm. A lot of villains are more from galaxy,
from space.
Yeah.
There's a lot. So the first half of all the Marvel movies is pretty much just like, I'm a bad guy that's just you, but twisted. Because Iron Man 1 is man that wants
Stane,
to be.
Obadiah Stane.
Obadiah Stane.
What a name.
Yeah,
Obadiah Stane. He's lab boy.
He's a lab, and he wants to be Tony Stark.
Yeah. Whiplash in Iron Man 2, another lab.
Yep.
We got Abomination in the Hulk movie. He's lab. A lab.
Extremist guy. Guy Pierce.
Yeah.
He is extremist.
Yeah. Lab.
My my friend Michelle's dog Eva. Yeah. Lab.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a nice kind of lab.
Yeah.
Guide dog's ambassador.
Oh.
Good lab. Unlike good lab. These other lab lads.
Unlike the other labs.
Yeah, we've been chatting about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're gonna. I just don't think the Big Mouse is gonna bomb labs or labs.
I would hope not.
Yeah, I think that might be. I think that might be a line even they would not cross.
Loki, we need you to kill dogs. What? No.
He's not.
You passed the test. Congratulations. You're a good guy now.
That's
the thing. Loki has done enough bad stuff.
Mm.
That they can't really leave this as like a redemption.
Yeah. Well, that's what in the trailer they're saying, like, you have stabbed everyone in the back or people in the back like 50 odd times, and he's probably going to do this. Because again,
time it was like swing.
Showing.
Hey, look over there for a second. Showing.
maybe
that's the sound of making someone drink water out of a pool.
Just it is.
So what if Loki is here? He is the, like, I guess, you know, the villain of the series.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then who is the hero?
Well, I think it'll either end up being that Owen Wilson is also a bad person, and therefore Loki probably
the lesser of two evils is Loki.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll kill him.
Wilson is like a if he is revealed to be a villain, which is probably going to happen, is he going to be established villain or a new villain?
New villain. I don't think they're going to do more like, it's this guy, but in a different face.
I think Owen Wilson is going to be like kind of one of the cosmic Marvel characters, like Entity or like Entropy or one of those kind of like big kind of concepts that the Marvel universe.
He's made of time. He's a villain made of time.
Yeah. Mm. Or he's just time. So like he doesn't have good or evil. It's just things happen.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So, vibing. Yeah. Vibing that.
Just so vibing, yeah.
Maybe so, he's playing the cosmic entity Entropy. So it's like everything must lead to death sort of thing. Maybe he's just playing something like that.
And so as for heroes, my money and my $600 a month is going to go on the cat on the desk.
Okay.
In the trailer.
Could be the cat that ate the Tesseract.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Yeah. Do you think it's one or it could be the same species of an alien that looks exactly like a cat but with a giant squid mouth?
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Probably that too.
That's actually probably a pretty good bet.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And if I'm right about that, you each have to give me
$600 each now.
$600
a month
each
for the rest
a month
of our lives.
For the rest of your lives. Yeah.
Okay. That seems like a lot. I hope I'm wrong.
That's all right. Like, yeah. Hey, something.
I
who knows?
Hope I'm right.
Makes sense. So, I think the more we talk about it, the more that I think that this series will probably end up being, and look, I was right about Falcon and Winter Soldier being darker in tone than we thought, so I'm really hedging my bets on calling this one correct too. I don't think this one's going to be as like fucked or confusing as people I think are expecting it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be far more like consistent and chill versus something like WandaVision.
I think it's going to be a very almost like, not by the numbers, but it's kind of like, hey, this is Sliders but the MCU.
Yeah.
It's just gonna go, we're gonna go to alternate realities.
Oh, sliders.
Yeah, fuck it was sliders.
Fucking so good.
So fucking good so until they good. Really oh, fucked it. But so before they fucked it,
it was really
so
good
when Wade sliders. Left, it was the worst. Yeah, but before really she sliders. Left, it was so, so fucking good. Where's Jericho doing
what
these days?
He's just for movies and going to windows, having a little rest. It's so yeah. good. Sliders so good.
I kind of miss sliders. But good sliders. Yeah, it was good. So I'm hoping it's like, yeah, good sliders when it was good, but for the Marvel Universe. And it's basically, do you think Loki is going to be working independently or as a team?
I think resisting, he'll probably be like, I'm a lone wolf, and then he'll find that he needs a team.
Yeah, maybe it'll be like a quantum leap sort of thing. Maybe he'll literally be jumping into people's bodies.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so.
I think it's going to be like that one that the guy who plays Coach in Friday Night Lights was in where he gets the, what was it called? Where he gets the newspaper in the morning.
Early edition. Where there's a ginger cat. I love that series so much.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be like early edition where every day he gets a newspaper and it'll be like, woman's gonna fall off her gurney and die.
Save that.
That's really unfortunate.
That's a sad one.
Already on her way to the hospital.
I'm trying to explain early edition very early on in this company to both Jack and JD, and they thought I was lying and making up a TV series.
It really does sound
that's the vibe of that.
But I mean, most TV shows I'm made up at some point. Yeah. But also, sorry, I'm just laughing at the image of someone falling off a gurney.
And that making a headline.
Well, I mean, there's been news where people have been knocked unconscious at the baseball and then put on a gurney and then the next foul ball breaking their nose while they're lying down on the gurney.
Fuck.
That's a real thing that's happened.
That is unlucky.
But that's very like, funny.
That guy has been hit by lightning like 40 times. Yeah. He's like, stop? I just won't stop getting hit by lightning. He's like, stop going into fields.
During a thunderstorm.
You actually, I hate to victim blame, but you seem to be in the position to get hit by lightning.
Look. After maybe the 10th, maybe the problem is you.
Your problem is you, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I think it's going to be it. By the numbers, we're going to kind of, you know, introduce like alternate reality
versions. Not in a bad way.
I think it's going to be very, very good. I think I'm kind of enjoying this one because I'm looking forward to like the alternate realities. I don't think we're going to be seeing a lot of like doomsday scenarios where it's like, look, this is the, you know, Earth falling apart. I think that's going to be maybe like the big one.
Yeah.
Like as in like all this time stuff is where we're preventing that. And like it's always going to come back to like all these branching times are going to like all do the things. But because everything's fucking up, there seems to be one consistent, which is Earth or wherever just falling to shit. And we're here to prevent that. So no matter what we're doing, we're preventing that. And that's going to be like the big thing they have to stop, you know, like save the cheerleader to save the world.
Yeah.
That's going to be their kind of like,
what's that
I
from?
Got that
yeah, I got it too.
That's going to be their kind of like through line. That show was so good.
It was
first
so good
season.
Until it wasn't.
My God. Right. Because
Peter Petrelli got too strong.
Yeah.
And they were like, what do we do with the guy that
send
can have
him
all
to Ireland?
Yeah. We just make him forget that
there.
He can do it.
He falls in love. And then the woman he falls in love with gets trapped in the future.
Yeah.
And does he mourn her much? No. Do we ever return? No.
Yeah. He was too strong, too fast.
Let me just say, this episode has been full of references that, frankly, me nor the audience was ready for or expecting.
Early edition. Heroes.
Sliders.
Broden Kelly.
Yeah.
That's, honestly, Broden Kelly, probably the most accessible and straightforward reference we've done today.
I feel guilty.
For what? What have you done?
That was just a separate edition.
That's just a general vibe.
That's just a feeling I had. Look, I wanted to express it.
So I think we can buy the numbers. I think we're going to get a team that we haven't seen yet. I think it's going to be maybe alternate versions of other characters.
Yeah.
I think maybe we might maybe even get like...
Any big cameos. That's actually a good way to end the episode. Expecting any big cameos? If so, who?
See, I would. This
if
is
not,
thing.
Boring answer.
I was going to say, like, maybe we're getting, like, Scarlett Johansson, but we are going to get, like, an alternate version of Scarlett Johansson or Black Widow. No, the actress. we're going to get an alternate version of Black Widow where Hawkeye jumped. So we're going to get a Black Widow from that reality where she wasn't the one to sacrifice herself. It was Hawkeye.
Mm. Funny thing to set up, because that means that presumably Loki has to push Scarlett Johansson off the cliff.
So then we're going to twice. She keeps slipping. What is she doing? Such a clumsy lady. But I think it's going to be like those sort of like branching timelines. Like we expect these timelines to happen. I think that's where we're going to get like there's no just one consistent timeline. Mm. It's not about like fixing it so it matches like the Marvel MCU version. But it's like, well, in this timeline, Hawkeye was the one that sacrificed him. And that was fucking sweet. He deserved it. Yeah. But you are teaming up with that reality's version of Scarlet. Black Widow,
yep.
So they can go and fix something that's definitely fucked up.
Yep.
And so I think it's going to get like maybe even each episode, we're going to get an alternate reality version of
that would be
somebody.
Huge. And if that happens, look, the internet is going to be pissing Losing and shitting nonstop.
It might not be every episode because I'm kind of hoping for like that like 90s long running TV show thing where they have like padding episodes.
Yeah.
Like I just want to see like one where they like. You know, where they have to go to like the 60s and, you know, stuff like that. Just like little silly filler ones where it's a tiny little event. And you're not going to get like huge cameos.
I think we're going to get Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow as one cameo.
Uh-huh.
And I reckon maybe Mark Ruffalo as
Hulk.
I reckon those are the two cameos I think we're going to get in this series and probably Hemsworth.
Mm. Yeah. A Hemsworth or Chris Hemsworth?
Hemsworth. They might do something weird where they get like the younger brother to
Liam.
Be Thor. Liam is Thor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, it's a younger Thor.
Oh, actually, I've got one.
That's a younger him.
Is it younger,
younger him.
Younger him.
What about you, Lena? Got any, cameo predictions?
Cameo predictions.
I think that they're going to do celebrities from the past. I don't know.
So which dead celebrities are we bringing back CGI style for Loki?
We're seeing Marilyn Monroe. We're seeing Tupac. We're seeing MF Doom. We're seeing... No, I honestly have no idea.
Okay. That's fair.
That's fair.
Brave.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
Dead celebrities.
Honesty is brave.
I'm willing to look... stupid. Mm. And that's brave.
Yeah, that's very brave.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for thanking me.
I think we're going to get Tom Hiddleston playing Thor because he auditioned for Thor.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like behind the scenes footage of him screen testing for Thor. So I think they'll do a little like, in this reality,
Tom
Hiddleston
weird.
Is Thor.
Yeah.
I think because like.
And you know what that means? So if Tom Hiddleston plays Thor,
Hemsworth as Loki,
we are so close to getting Thor core.
Oh no, not Thor core. Thor core is where there's heaps of Thors and they're basically space cops, and it's bad. I don't know anything about it except that I hate thinking about it.
I want it to be a musical.
Oh, okay. Musical episode.
A musical episode?
Mm. Or every episode of musical.
Every episode of musical. I'm Loki and I'm going over here. I'm Loki and you should fear. I'm Loki and I'm a bit dear. I'm
Yes.
Yes.
Why do you think there's more?
Because you said I'm.
And I'm.
Yeah, he went in a time loop.
And I'm gone.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we're going to get any more like little sneaky references to other time franchises, like a Doctor Who reference or like a Back to the Future?
Well, we've had Back to the Future referenced in Endgame, so I don't think they'll do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of Star Trek ones where they mess with time.
I wouldn't be shocked if someone says timey-wimey.
Timey-wimey. Okay. Yeah.
In fact,
Owen Wilson being like timey-wimey.
I think
timey-wimey.
Tom Hiddleston will say it right.
Timey-wimey.
I think.
Yeah. We both did that so well.
Yeah, you both nailed that. I think that's the big takeaway from today's episode is you both absolutely killed that.
Yep. Yes.
Well done. Yes. Wasn't planned, wasn't rehearsed. No, you both just on the spot.
We can stop patting each other on the back now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sit down again.
You can sit back down. We can wrap this episode up.
Yeah.
So, Loki, it'll be good. That's my prediction. And on that note, I've been Joel.
And I've been Lena.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we have been the BS Boys. And Lena, where can we find you?
You can find me, all my stuff's on my Instagram. So you can go to Lena I Moon, one word, on Instagram, and I got a link tree to my Twitch and my other things and my comedy festival show and all those things.
Click every single link on that link tree.
Please. Please
follow
do.
It.
And watch them all at the same time.
Yes.
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 The perfect Lena Moon experience.
The Lena Symphony is what I like to call it. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.